This is what survival sounds like.
But the good news is, on the expressways, tollways, for the most part, nice and quiet. Where's Sassy?
Sassy! Hi! Hi! Hi, Gracie girl.
You're such a good girl. You're such a good girl. You got your heart thing, I got my cancer thing. We all got something.
This is what survival looks like.
There it is, the 1985 Barris Lombardi Trophy.
Survival isn't just a word, it is a way of life.
Look what I have, look what I have.
We were on vacation in 2006 in Greece. Big trip, we'd saved up for this trip, my husband and my daughter, myself. The second day we were there, we were in Athens, and I was in the shower, and I found this lump under my arm, and I thought, this is not good. I was diagnosed stage 4, HER2 positive breast cancer with metastasis to the liver. Getting a diagnosis like that turns your world upside down because you don't expect it, and all of a sudden you have to deal with things you never thought you would have to deal with. It changes everything.
I retired from my school district in the very beginning of June and was feeling wonderfully, figuring out what the next part of my life was going to be like. And in the end of June, I started to feel very bloated. So I called my primary care physician and I decided that I better do the CT scan. And it came back showing some malignant cells.
Judy was diagnosed with advanced ovarian cancer. She chose to participate in Dr. Yamada's phase 2 clinical trial for metformin at the University of Chicago. Metformin is an inexpensive oral medication commonly used to combat diabetes. It has shown the potential to inhibit tumor growth and make tumor cells more sensitive to the chemotherapy used to treat ovarian cancers. The trial is funded in part by Bears Care.
Here we've been diehard Bears fans since I was a little girl. Gone to Bears games and been season ticket holders since I don't even know how long, 30 years. Now I find out that they are funding the research for the drug that is going to help me.
Dr. Melody Coblet from Rush University Medical Center was one of the first researchers to receive funding through the Bears Care Gala.
We watch tumors basically melt away over a period of a week or two.
The Bears Care support of her participation in clinical trials for the drug Herceptin helped lead to FDA approval in 1998. Herceptin lowers the risk of relapse, extends survival, and increases the power of chemo and immunotherapy in breast cancer patients.
When I was first diagnosed, there was always the chance that Herceptin wouldn't work for me. And then I would ask Dr. Coblet, well, what happens if it doesn't work? And she's like, we'll cross that bridge if and when we come to it. Because there wasn't anything else. Now, there's like, well, if Herceptin stops working, we have this drug, we have this drug, we have this drug. And there are more in clinical trials, which is why I am so all about research. That is the most important thing to me because that will help save lives. Cancer is not a death sentence. Cancer, it's like diabetes. It's like living with a chronic illness. You manage it.
I love you too.
As of January 31st, I finished my last chemotherapy and have continued to feel better and better and better, and I'm still taking the metformin, and I'm going to just live life to its fullest.
Roz and Judy will continue their journeys. Bears Care will continue to invest in new clinical trials, in innovative treatment programs, and in research until the word survival can be replaced with cure.